Upstate New York City's taken around 90% of all refugees coming to the state. All this week, the Innovation Trail is taking a look at how that diverse population has weaved its way into the region's changing economy. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney starts the series in Utica, where a steady stream of new Americans is changing the city's demographics.
Utica has long seen itself as a city of immigrants. The arrival of Italians, Germans, and Irish saw the city's population peak at around 100,000. Hard times fell on the city in the 1970s, but waves of refugees from Bosnia, Burma, Bhutan, and Somalia have stabilized the population. It's now a little over 60,000. Refugees and new immigrants make up a quarter of that.
The city that we have now was an economic boom until about the 70s, and these new refugees really, really rebuilt the city.
Joe Marino is a city councilor. He's given me a tour of his district to point out how the refugee population has turned whole neighborhoods around. 4 out of 5 longtime Utica residents want to see more refugees settle here, according to a recent survey of the region. That's likely because there are visible signs of their positive impact, as Marino was pointing out. Many refugee families, especially from Bosnia, have begun to re-inhabit once run-down neighborhoods, and new businesses have opened downtown. We stop at a section of public housing and quickly find Stepanda Zhushma working a community garden.
Red beets, this garlic or lettuce.
Zhushma came to the United States on September 23, 1989, from Belarus. The date rolls off her tongue. She and some other petite women tend the tomatoes and cucumbers, and visitors never leave empty-handed. Nearby, brightly colored African fabrics dry on the line outside a home, a sign of the newer wave of residents.
Good. I'm just visiting. How are you?
Shelly Callahan is making her rounds through the Mohawk Valley Resource Center for Refugees, a nonprofit which handles resettlements for all refugees in the Utica area. They help with job placement, putting kids in school, and English language classes, like this one, where they're learning to tell time.
Quarter 2-4.
15,000 refugees have come through the center in the past 3 decades. They're the main source of new and young people in a city that's otherwise seen residents leave. I sat down with several women who now call Utica home and work as professional translators. Alla Moisiuk arrived from the Ukraine when she was just a toddler.
In Utica, it's kind of like everyone from all over the world, and that's, you know, it's kind of like this huge, huge family. And everyone, most of the refugees, they I think they care for each other.
Su Lian from Taiwan says she's reminded of her country of origin whenever she ventures out of Utica's welcoming confines.
Most of the time, I don't remember I'm different. Most of the time, I don't really care my accent. But there are certain places that kind of remind me of that.
A study by Hamilton College found that while most require help from several social welfare programs at first, refugees have a positive economic impact. It takes about 6 years, but soon those families are paying income and sales tax and buying homes. They're also providing services to newer refugee arrivals.
Next week, was it Keisha?
You speak good Swahili.
Abdullahi Majeni and Jailani Samboga run the Mohawk Valley Somali Bantu Community Association. For them, keeping the association running and paying the rent on their building is a constant challenge. But they have a mission, Majeni says, to make sure the newer Somali Bantus coming to Utica find a helping hand, something they didn't necessarily always have.
We are patients. We're here for them. Just if we did not do that, who's going to help them? We are ahead of them. We are the one who knows how to read and write. We have to guide them to be our future generation. Just if we did not guide them, then who's going to guide them?
Later this week, we'll travel to Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse to see the impact of the refugee community on those cities. In Utica, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.